So what?
Well, so a $50,000 bull becomes a $300.
That's obtaining money by false pretense.
Yeah, I think it is too.
We, the staff recommends it go into the code on breeding of stock.
I think that's a good place.
So move, Mr. Chairman.
I move that that section cover it.
All these farm boys.
There is a motion that that be covered in the breeding section. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Opposed, no.
Okay.
Right, there's another section that really belongs in procedure. It deals with jurisdiction of circuit courts over offenses against children under 16. And notwithstanding any city charter, ordinance, or statute conferring jurisdiction in criminal cases on municipal courts or statutes conferring jurisdiction in criminal or quasi-criminal actions on justice of peace courts and district courts, in all cases of offenses against children under 16 years of age, the circuit courts of the state shall have exclusive original trial jurisdiction, except when, you know, that's in your chapter 167. No.
Can I?
Why don't we transfer it? The purpose of that was to avoid the necessity of preliminary hearings in sex cases involving youngsters.
Right. I so moved.
So you take them directly to the grand jury, and then they only have to go before the grand jury and before the
So we retain and transfer.
Yep.
That means we got to vote for this thing. So
they have just redid it.
You got to transfer it where or not?
One
36
or
145,
maybe even
131.
If there's no objection, then it'll be transferred.
So could I bring up
a possible constitutional problem?
A matter is that under the new constitution, if it passes, a unanimous verdict will not be needed for first degree murder, only in capital cases. A jury shall determine the facts in the direction of the court as to the law. Verdicts of 5/6 of a jury may be authorized by law, but a verdict of guilty of a capital crime or offense must be unanimous. And that's why first degree murder in the Constitution is made unanimous, because it was punishable by death. And so they felt that all 12 had to agree on a verdict of that sort. And if the new constitution passes, we're not required under the Constitution to have unanimous. Even in first degree murder, it's only capital cases. But you know, reason why that one person or two persons should hang up a jury either way in a murder case, either not being able to reach conviction or acquittal.
I think that's reasonable.
Having to vote.
What's your new motion?
Somebody want to?
So what if the new constitution doesn't pass? It is.
You wouldn't bring up a technicality like that.
I don't think we can assume it's going to pass.
So it's
what's the effective date of the new constitution?
January 1st.
If it passes. Because that language would automatically make all verdicts have to be unanimous as of now, because the statute says so.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. It would still be unanimous now.
You can come around this way.
All you need is that.
But I don't, it doesn't seem to me we ought to pass recommendations here that are conditioned upon that.
What we need is a spring in the
Delete that.
I don't know why they use that language.
Under the Constitution, if they should revive the capital punishment, they wanted to revive the unanimous verdict. Yeah. As long as they don't have capital punishment any longer, and that's what the unanimous verdict
is. Chairman, we move along to the next item.
You've heard the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Barry, move along.
Carry. What about the ones who want to vote no?
Frank, you want me to make a motion to reactivate that?
Not yet.
This next one, I'm going to ask Roger to.
Just a minute.
Can I come back?
I'm sorry.
Or John Byrne wanted to make one.
I'm sorry.
Well, having, what you want to say is that in murder cases, only 5/6 of the jury be required.
If the Constitution changed so that it no longer requires it, we should by statute.
Yeah, but if the Constitution changes, Frank, then what our, it'll take proceedings over our statute. The question is, do we want to make a change in contemplation of the Constitution not passing?
Well, that's why I voted no.
It's known as a homing hawk.
Murder is
Tony.
Yeah. You want a unanimous verdict in all murder cases, not 5/6.
No, I think that's what I voted for.
Right. Well, having voted on the prevailing side, I'll move to reconsider the vote by which we required unanimous involvement in other cases to get it back out on the floor. Now, you make the motion and I'll support it.
I move that in murder cases, there's only the 5/6 be required.
Provided?
Well, I'll go along with John. We'll make it provided. If the court rules that our murder is first degree murder under the Constitution, and the Constitution hasn't been changed and requires the unanimous verdict, then I guess we're stuck with the court's ruling. But I feel that no longer having capital punishment, that there's no need for the unanimous verdict, and that the 5/6 should be sufficient in murder.
Ready for the question? We're going to call the roll on this one. I'll have an opportunity to vote against this tonight.
Again.
call the roll.
This would be to amend the existing statute. Is that what we would do?
To provide only 5/6 requirement in murder cases.
Judge Byrne?
No.
Senator Byrne?
Aye.
Chandler?
Aye.
Clark?
No.
Jernstead?
Aye.
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 Young?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
Tie vote,
motion is defeated.
All right, the next item, Mr. Chairman, is what we feel is an inconsistency, and actually a duplication, I think, of sections. We have two crimes, initiating a false report and falsely reporting an incident. And they were taken up under two separate articles, and I'm not sure we need either of them, but I'm sure we don't need both of them. So I asked Roger to check it out for me, and he's got some notes here on it.
Section 12 in the riot article is falsely reporting an incident. And that covers the intentional initiation and circulation of a false report concerning an impending emergency situation. It doesn't require that it be transmitted to a public servant. It just requires that it be initiated to get around the general public. Then we have Section 8 in the perjury article called initiating a false report. And that covers the initiation of a false alarm report to be transmitted to a fire department, police agency, or other agency dealing in emergencies. Now, what Section 12 really is falsely reporting an incident. It's really just a form of disorderly conduct. So one suggestion would be to add a subsection 8 under disorderly conduct, because the mens rea of disorderly conduct is a person commits a crime of disorderly conduct if with intent to cause public inconvenience, annoyance, or alarm, or recklessly creating a risk thereof, he, and the example would be, initiates or circulates a report, knowing it to be false, concerning an alleged or impending fire, explosion, crime, catastrophe, or other emergency. I assume that's one thing you can do. Section 8, initiating a false report in the perjury article, really covers most everything that the two articles together covers. But I would recommend that it be taken out of the perjury article and be translated to the obstructing governmental administration. It doesn't really fit.
There is a need, however, I feel strongly in those areas, having the Minister of the Police Agency did receive a number of
No, I was being facetious. I think it,
falsely reporting, initiating a false report should be retained.
Would you recommend both of them move on to disorderly conduct?
Move the other to Eastern.
And keep both of them.
That's just one option.
That's not a separate, that's just a part of disorderly conduct when you have a separate section.
The thing is, and if you just keep the one, if it's not reported or meant to be transmitted to a public agency, it wouldn't be a crime. In other words, just starting a rumor.
But if you did so with intent to
a bomb scare.
If you did so with intent to create public alarm, you know, and
you had undisorderly conduct, it would be disorderly conduct.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we do as suggested.
All right. Could you add a subsection to disorderly conduct and transfer the other to obstructing governmental affairs? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed will have the opportunity now to say no. Motion is carried.
I'm not opposed, Dave.
No, that is.
That it, no? That it?
No, we have criminal impersonation. We would recommend that it be moved to a different article.
It's presently in the perjury article, and it seems more logical to put it also in obstructive government administration.
But I move.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
What does that do?
It's like impersonating a public servant while doing some action.
All right. I know you're getting anxious to go. We still have one or two items of unfinished business here. Now, on our article on fences, on our eavesdropping, our sections that allowed eavesdropping to apply to certain crimes, we never did decide on what crimes we were going to allow a warrant to be issued. So the staff has prepared a recommendation.
Hopefully approved.
We recommend any felony and the following misdemeanors: promoting gambling in the second degree, possession of gambling records in the second degree, possession of a gambling device, tampering with a witness, tampering with physical evidence, and harassment.
What about the prison
cover?
Any felony and those misdemeanors, huh?
Yeah, because we have to. We don't have to specify our felonies, but we do have to pick out the misdemeanors.
What about any other misdemeanors that are specifically in the organized crime?
Well,
criminal drug promotion is one.
Prostitution.
Yeah, we talked about prostitution also.
But compelling and promoting are both felonies.
Yeah.
I assume got those covered in that the staff recommendation be adopted.
And I think we've got drugs covered, don't we?
Yeah.
Would you,
I'll move to amend to include unlawful transportation of pay.
You heard the motion.
You were here yesterday.
Are you aware of the
transportation? Now, we tried to go through and pick out certain felonies, but, you know, you can make certain arguments and for almost any felony under certain circumstances, you might have justification for a wiretap. I doubt that because of all the red tape and hurdles you're going to have to go through to get it. The DA is not going to ask for one except in the extreme cases anyway.
Well, you've heard Mr. Clark's motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carried.
Chairman, I voted because I understood that one of the misdemeanors in there was displaying on obscenity of minors. One of the misdemeanors is included. What else do you can make that observation in speech?
Okay,
strike that.
Now,
both topics.
To our final draft, which we will attempt to get to the printer just as rapidly as we possibly can. We have a couple of things. One we discussed before, and I've mentioned this to the chairman. And that is with respect to distribution of our final draft. I contacted the bar, talked to Mr. Holloway, and in this month's issue of the bar bulletin, there will be a notice about our final draft. And it says the Criminal Law Revision Commission expects to have the final draft of its proposed substantive criminal code printed and ready for distribution in July 1970. The draft of commentary will be approximately 200 pages, 8.5 by 11, with soft cover binding. Commission will send a copy of the draft free of charge to members of the legislature, district attorneys, attorney general, public defenders, Supreme Court justices, court of appeals judges, circuit judges, district judges, justices of the peace, Oregon State Bar, Board of Governors, and members of the Bar Committee on Criminal Procedure. Budget limitations will not permit free distribution to members of the Oregon State Bar who are not included in the above list. The copies will be sent on request at the cost of $5 each postage paid. Reserve your copy of the final draft with sure availability. Please mail it the attached order blank before June 15, 1970. Make checks payable to Donald Bill Palatino. The Criminal Law Revision Commission. And then we have a little blank in there for them to order the.
How much?
You keep the coupon?
OSP-1.
This was the amount that the commission approved earlier.
Right.
Charge for it. We, and incidentally, I've already had one order from the state of Arizona, or New Mexico.
$10.
And then there's 50 copies, free copies for each member of the commission.
There's not a lot of JPs in this state. Can we send it all to all of them?
I think we have to.
I'd like to call attention to a practical problem. I'm sure you've thought about
it. About 69.
The experience in Illinois. 69. Code drafts that were published, I think they were published by West in connection cooperation with the bar and soft cover, but they came out of print rapidly, and it was a hardship on people. Later, as a historic matter, perhaps other states wishing to avail themselves of the experience that Oregon would now have, finding this very hot item. I don't know whether you have thought about this problem.
We provided
the bank, as it were, against the future. But it was a very serious problem. You cannot come by a copy of that proposal submitted by the Illinois group. It just doesn't exist anymore, except in library.
But I thought we talked about having 5,000 or something, didn't we?
No, $6,650 would be the cost for 3,500 copies. Now, I can order more than that if you want. I mean, I asked for estimates on 1,000 copies, 2,000 copies, and 3,500.
There's only 3,000 members of the bar, and probably only one out of every two I don't think so.
One to the office.
And I don't think, George, that it's going to be a problem because there'll be a great availability of the printed bill when it comes before the legislature.
The bill won't have the comment.
Bill won't have the comment.
Comment is what's so valuable. It makes these things so valuable.
That's right.
I think 3,500.
I do too. If we see that something changes between now and the time this is being printed, that can be increased.
No, I can't. I don't have a suggested solution because there's no way of knowing if how many are going to be needed. But
maybe
I think
hundreds of lives like that.
Right now, I don't know. That's fairly brilliant.
John, we have to make some available to the state library, the Supreme Court, things like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe I'd buy myself a little stuff.
What I was putting in here, I mean, we'll send copies to the library. I was talking about lawyers.
Right. I think 3,500.
Yeah, I think it's that.
What do you think?
Well, this is the last item I have. Unless you have something
else. That one you should have decided a little bit earlier.
No, really. I was kidding. But I have to prepare, in connection with our final draft, a forward. Introductory comments to go in our draft.
I have your first items for that right over here.
There you are. Right there.
I move that Don be authorized to
prepare our draft.
Put it in and let it not be subject to review.
As long as he
that motion just dies for lack of a second.
Do not direct any question pertaining to this draft to Senator Kenneth Adrian Stipple.
I felt the foreword would contain some material similar to what we had in the our preliminary report as far as the background of organization information, and make appropriate acknowledgments to the assistance we've received from other groups and other states.
Mr. Chairman, I move the staff be allowed to do this.
Well, I would presume that you're relying on a draft or preliminary forward.
Right. Oh, you mean subject to review? I wouldn't go, let them go ahead and do it without review.
Well, if anyone has any serious objection, we should be able to add it to their look at it. But I don't think that will happen, so just go ahead and prepare it.
I'll write about rampant boobery in the federal courts.
Just don't talk about the silent majority.
Well, may I make this suggestion, Mr. Chairman, that when the forward is drafted, that it be mailed to every member of the commission, and that if any member of the commission has any specific proposal, I can get a hold of Don or you and talk about it.
Fine.
Sure. Excuse me, that's the way I am.
All right. Does anyone have any specific recommendation at this time that they would like to make sure is in that?
I just happen to have it all written.
I want a paragraph, of the valor and courage of this group in doing away with the crime known as unlawful transportation of aliens.
But we did make it a crime to carry concealed sandwiches in jails.
Yes, we did. You may mention that.
That's part that we get, that's the only place I understand for our minority views, is in this forward.
Well, I was going to indicate that this was a commission effort, but of course, not all votes were unanimous. That would be the minority
report. Yeah. That is the biggest understatement.
And I think that's well said.
Now, don't say of course, just say there were some decisions rendered without unanimity.
Well, that's all I have.
What about the, what is your estimate as to commencing the work on the procedural code? I know, of course, you haven't, you've been thinking about it, and you're thinking of retaining the subcommittee system and so on, but time-wise, I wonder.
Yeah, when do you contemplate having any further meetings of the commission before the legislative session?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh,
July.
July, I was just trying to get some idea.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a suggestion that the next meeting of the subcommittee commission is going to be largely exploratory in nature. That we're going to have, as I see it, we're not going to be ready to go into subcommittee in that day, and we're going to have to discuss the general idea of procedure. We've got more problems in handling this in subcommittee than we did handling the substantive code subcommittee, because House Committee Number 2, Subcommittee Number 2, going to know what Subcommittee Number 1 is going to do if Subcommittee Number 1 takes procedure from the arrest to the grand jury, for example. How is Subcommittee Number 2 going to know really how to proceed? Unless it has some idea what Number 1 is going to do. So I suggest that our next meeting be held in Bend, Oregon, where the library is not going to be such a necessity. The minutes are not going to be such a necessity. And we're not going to have a great quantity. This will be the only time we'll ever have. We don't have a great quantity of stuff to transport. So forth.
Where, at Sun River Lodge?
No, I think that's a little rich for
having spent one day there, yes.
For our blood. We can make facilities for the commission meeting available at the community college, or several schools, the courthouse, even at the newspaper office, if it wasn't private property. We may have our new building done by then.
Is that a routine meeting?
No, just one.
Well, I was
just wrapping.
Yeah, I was expecting to prepare an outline for the commission and some suggested priorities and items.
Well, it's going to be something. We don't need this great paraphernalia with us. I think.
No, not for the first meeting.
Mm-hmm. First meeting.
We had a meeting of the Law Enforcement Council at the Community College, a meeting of the Ways and Means Committee there once. Beautiful facilities.
I like that great big huge hall with art seats and a table. Acoustics poor.
Oh, there's one other thing, Mr. Chairman, and maybe you don't think it's necessary that you bring up this date, and that is the budget request. You want to talk about that at all?
No, I just told we have to submit a preliminary budget request, and I instructed Don to go right ahead and prepare one on the same basis as he did before. The preliminary request has to be in relatively soon, but the final one isn't due until September sometime.
Yeah, you're gonna also undertake that charter for the Commission on Judicial Fitness.
I wasn't planning to, no.
When is this meeting in Bend coming up?
Well, we don't know when the next meeting.
Sometime this summer?
I think it'll probably be close to September, won't it? Well, no, August perhaps.
Well, this is May, June. Well, it's possible we could meet in July. Actually, it's once we get this put to bed, we could, you know,
start.
We could start on whatever you want to do.
Well, I suppose there's a certain number of vacations and so forth that backed up.
But summer is traditionally kind of a hard time to get people all together anyway. But so our timing there is pretty good.
My wife was planning to invite those members of the commission who came to dinner at the house, you see, so we just soon have a small group.
Was that going to include only the pro Article 28ers?
No, well, if unless they're in the majority, we'd invite the others too.
If any unforeseen problems arise with respect to our final draft, I'll
you'll be notified.
We got a motion to make to reconsider.
Adjourned.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm gonna take you up on that.
Thank you.
Good.
Good.
Fine, I'm over.